Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Ready to Love Season 9, Fort Worth, Texas recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Almost said wait. Rate and leave a review.
Yeah, don't wait. Just leave the review. LC Charm says, hello, everyone. I'm standing by with my petrified flower. Just waiting. Jeez, yummy jazz. Even though Robin's rantings, raves, and Robservation says, hey, no petrified comments tonight. Too late.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Too late. Oh, my goodness, man. Look, this has been one heck of a season, and we're going to get to a lot of this because this was an interesting finale before we get to the reunion. And even just taking a sneak peek at the reunion, I think it may change some of your mind on certain folks, but we'll get to that. But before we even get into this one, though, right? Before we even get to this episode, from last week's episode, so Janet had commented on the video, said, first of all, she had a message for you. Said, be careful, don't mix alcohol with medicine. Do you know how devastated we would be if something happens to you?
I appreciate that.
Spoken like a man who's like, I do it my way.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it. If you can give me something that can help me sleep, that's legal, and then I might not mix Z-Quil and vodka.
I know something that always works for me, but yeah, well, all right. Well, Janet also said, I'm not going to hold LaRon accountable only because his biggest mistake is confiding in the wrong person. That's why he was laughing after, because he knew he didn't say it to her, her being Maya. What I didn't understand is why he didn't just go home. Because, you know, it's one of the things that came up was the fact that I think Maya had said it on another podcast that he had said it to Mika, which is why Mika said she can vouch for those things. And he said it to her, and then she told Maya, right? Does that make it any less harsher, him calling her an F&B and all that stuff?
I don't see how it does. I mean, no, it doesn't make it any less. He still called her. He still called her that. Right. If you find out Todd in the break room called you the N-word, but he didn't say it to your face, still bothers you. Right. And so the fact that he went off like that
didn't bother me.
Was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
I'll show you.
You know, it was just mad. but I mean, even as he's talking about it, because this has already happened, but he's talking about it, he's still aggravated by the whole thing. And so, yeah, it doesn't make it any less that he told it to Mika than Mika told Maya. He shouldn't have said it. He shouldn't have got that upset over something that small.
Okay, we can agree that part. It didn't. Like he said, Todd would still get slapped.
See?
Violence in the workplace is never good. You got to get somebody else to do it. And Michelle agrees. You said, right, Leroy said what he said. Okay, but again, you know, one of the things that I took a lot of offense to was the fact that did he do that to her in her face, right? Did he call? Did he get that mad and then call her that in the face? Okay, now he didn't say it to her, but everybody has said something in anger to somebody else and not directly to the person. We all have.
We all have, but I don't get angry about stuff like that. What he got that
angry
about.
I'm not arguing with
about.
You on that part. I'm not. Right, I'm right. Not. I'm not arguing that part.
I get it.
I do. That's ridiculous. I don't understand that level of jealousy, okay? Because I've never been that jealous. I'm never going to allow somebody to control me that way because my jealousy can't, I can't hold my own jealousy, right? But the fact is that he didn't, does it ease it?
No, because he still said it. I'm just saying, you got to hold people accountable. We have said the same thing about some of the things that the women have said. You got to hold them accountable. What he did was wrong. Mm-hmm. And he should have got that upset over something that small. Period.
Right.
You know, somebody make you mad. Everybody has gotten upset and called somebody a name, but not to their face. We've all done that. But it all depends on the reason.
That's the point I'm making. Thanks for
making my point. Depends on the reason.
Okay.
Well, it depends on the reason. A girl steals my credit card and buys up a whole bunch of stuff, I'm going to call her the F&Bs all day long. But if
yeah,
I'm
as
out
I talk to the police,
some guy, this F&B stole my credit card and bought a $2,000 worth of stuff. Go get that F&B. Yeah, I would totally do that. But if I'm out with a girl and somebody walks up and starts talking to her and they're just having a conversation, I'm not going to lose my mind over that.
All right. Well, at least, see, I just wanted you to come to the dark side. I just wanted you to come to the dark side.
Yeah. I won't go there with somebody. I just don't think it's right. Because then if you're this mad, what's he going to do in real? I don't think he's the type that would hit a woman and all that. But just that aggressive anger, possessiveness, and jealousy, that's just not a good look.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, Charm says, but he said it to a mutual friend. So, yeah. He did, but still, it's not the same as saying it to her in her face. I'm just saying. All right. Anyway, let's get to this week's episode, because Tommy's Barbecue, first of all, that food looked good. I was like, damn.
It did.
I almost went strike up the grill myself. Like, hold on, let me just put this on pause and go strike up the grill, because I'm hungry.
It didn't make me want to do that. I was going to DoorDash, but that's...
Bougetto. Well, here's the funny thing. It looks like LaRon's in timeout, right? So Chaz, being the friend that he is, goes over to talk to him. And this is where LaRon gives us a little more detail on what happened with him and Maya at the club. He said the guy was super close in her ear, and he really felt like she should have told him to back up.
It was in a club. It's loud. So maybe he's just trying
to... the music was loud.
Yeah, and you you have no idea what he was talking about. What if he, like, leaned up in the ear and whispered to her, can I talk to you about your warranty on your vehicle? You know? You never know what he's...
with his arm around her waist.
You know, it could have been a Jehovah's Witness. Hey, God sent me here to talk to you. Who knows?
Can I talk to you about Jesus?
Yeah.
All right, he's going to chase her around the club. That's a whole different story.
Yeah. You know, but you don't know what he was talking about, but it is.
It was probably the look in his eye that made him think of what he was talking about. But Chaz, here's where, again, we've seen Chaz be kind of like a big brother to LaRon before, and here we see another example of it. When he's like, hey, so did you apologize in a genuine way? And LaRon's like, hey, man, I'm from Jersey. We don't do that. We tell you get over it. But he didn't add that extra part, but
you
I'm
did.
Just...
yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't understand... where this comes from. I know people from Jersey, mm-hmm. and people can apologize, but mm-hmm. what is this, you know, the simp thing and all that? Like, what is in his head that he feels he can't apologize and be, you know, decent man about it?
Well, you know what it is. It's that whole thing of knowing it's that embarrassment, not wanting to be embarrassed, and feeling that way. And it's just, that's the part I think that is there. And the whole, okay, it's, I'm from Jersey, I'm from this, because people from New York has always said, I'm from New York, you know what I mean? Hey, you're in the South right now. Trust me, they'll fold you up. So it ain't no different, right? Well, Maya shows up, she asks LaRon to go and talk, and they do. And as they're going off, Chaz is sitting there, he's looking, showing some genuine concern for LaRon and Maya. Meanwhile, Patrice is like, hey, you got a lot going on over here. Focus.
You got a lot going on right here in front of you. And I like how she asked him, you know, maybe you're trying to make us be your sister wives, you know, because we get along. And Chaz is like, oh, nah, you know, but mm-hmm. I bet he thought about it just a little bit. He's like, maybe. Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Let's explore this for a little bit.
See, that's what I would have leaned in. Like, hey, so tell me more about the sister wives.
Yeah. He could lay out the bed with red roses and yellow roses and that one little petrified rose at the top.
Hey, do it like Deion Sanders rates his kids. He'll rate the sister wives based on how they act that day. You either get a rose, a sunflower, or a petrified flower. Hey, so Maya and LaRon over there talking. And when it starts off, it looks like LaRon is taking Chaz's advice, right? He admits, look, man, I know I messed up. And, you know, then it went left really fast. Especially when he start to explain why he got triggered. Because, you know, I really got feelings for you. I like you a lot. And, you know, just that man being all up and close to you. Just, it went downhill fast, man. I was like, no, stop, stop. You were doing so good.
And I wonder, you know, what happened to him in previous relationship, because he felt disrespected just because another guy was talking to her and he didn't want to look like a simp, which, again, I still don't understand this word. Maybe I'm just older, but he didn't want to look like a simp. But he doesn't, when he's kind of in his angry state, as you see, or frustrated, he doesn't listen. Maya's trying to tell him, hey, look, the way you acted like that is the reason it gives me a little bit of pause. You know, what do you expect me to do? Say, I'm going to be in love with you. We're together. And then nobody can have conversations with me. No one can talk to me about anything. And that she's a social person, which she is. And it's part of her job to be social and all that. And he just wouldn't listen to that. He just took it still as being disrespect.
Yeah. And it, man, when I say things went left fast, you could tell Maya's done. She's like, just like, okay, whatever, man. And she says, a conversation, and this is very important what was said here, okay? She said, a conversation with LaRon is not a safe space for her. And you got to think about it, because there are things that she'd said before. We talked about this. In the last episode, she talked about, hey, I've dealt with this before. I'm not going to do it again. And if it's the first time and people do it, people are like, oh, why would you do that? It's the first time, right? When it happens again, you recognize this kind of behavior again. The best thing that people should do, and a lot of people don't, and that's the problem, is remove themselves from that situation. And this is what she's doing in this space, right? You can tell in that moment, she's just like, all right, I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah, and I didn't understand how it escalated for where he wanted to walk off, and then I couldn't tell if she was trying to stop him from walking away.
No, it was a producer.
And the producers were trying to get him together, and then it looked like he was chasing after. I just couldn't tell like how this got crazy. I was like, Justin, I'm like, what in the hell is going on here?
Well, and Maya didn't help anything either, too, but she's like, well, he's just not emotionally mature enough for this conversation. Because, you know, when somebody's already up at this level, and now granted, she didn't say it so that he could hear it, but again, he didn't say those other things, so she could hear it.
Yeah. Oh,
she,
no.
She hasn't seen it on TV now, but.
She said, oh, no, you act like a child. And did it. I'm what? And so what she's doing is he's already mad, so let's just keep poking the bear. You know, let's just keep poking Jersey to see what's going to happen.
And you know me, I'm the king of that.
I know. That's why I'm like, that's a total move that you would do.
Oh, I was like, man. Bravo, Maya. Yeah. Bravo.
Yeah, total move that you would do. Now, I was curious when she goes to sit with him with a plate of food, and then I see her fanning herself with the paper plate. I was wondering, is that the same plate that she was eating her food on?
Or was that a new plate? How fast did y'all eat that food? Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, because there's a lot of editing going on, but I was wondering, like, girl, you got to get some barbecue sauce in your face or something.
You know, IL says, Maya's a mess. She used that man knowing she didn't want him. Using men is mean. And, I mean, a lot of people have said that they weren't really feeling each other. They were just the last ones there. So, like when you had a mostly white party, two black people, hey. So that was them at the end of this, because they were only singles.
I don't think that she was using him. I think she tried to see, is there anything there? And then he took it to that level. Mm-hmm. And then she realized, yeah, I can't deal with all of that. So I don't think that she used him. I think she seemed to me that she was truly interested.
Karen says it was a clean plate. If you look closely, if your TV, which I know is spotless and clean, if you looked at it properly, you would have seen it was a clean plate. Thank you, Karen.
I was laying down while I was watching, so maybe it's just the angle.
You know, here's the funny thing. Did you catch this when Maya went back, when they went back to the group? Because Tommy arrives, right? And right. Alonzo said, calls Maya thug. He's like, oh, you're a thug, girl. Did you catch that?
I did it.
You know, Alonzo's always joking anyway, so I'm just like, yeah. And the producers were slick. They left that one in there purposely. Well, Tommy gets there, and Maya says, hey, look, it's been a good learning experience, but this process is over for me. Surprised?
No, because she didn't have any other connections. She's not interested in LaRon, so why keep dragging that out? You know, what would she get out of that? Stay and go meet LaRon's family.
Right.
And then be yelled at by a bunch of Jerseyans. This is just how we talk. This is how we are.
I said how you do.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I just want to point this out because Leah put this out earlier. Said, where you're from has nothing to do with how you treat people. Laron literally laughed at Maya for calling him out on his crap. And I will say, sometimes people use laughter as a coping mechanism, either a nervous twitch, coping mechanism, or to bring back down that anger. So either way. But yeah. Or it could just be just he didn't give two shits. So
I don't think he cared at that point. But, you know, she said that she came to realization that process over her. Mm-hmm. Laron said that he still would like to pursue Maya because Tommy mm-hmm. brings Laron up to, yeah. I was going to say on stage. But Maya still says she's out. And Laron said that he knows he probably looks soft, but he needs to open he made the comment about looking soft by saying that he really wanted her. I'm like, dude, just be open.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be vulnerable as a man. It doesn't make you soft. It makes you a human being.
Right.
And that's okay. I think you get more props from people watching you on TV be vulnerable than you do just keep saying I'm from Jersey and this is just how I am. No one's gonna like that.
Man, you get more props one-on-one when you show a vulnerable side. Yeah. I'm just saying. It ain't even about TV. I'm just saying, in person, one-on-one, you get more props being a little more vulnerable. I'm just
be a little
say
open.
That.
Yeah, be a little open. So since Maya said that she's out, Laron said that he's leaving the process and going back to the streets.
Yeah. He said, man, leaving a show like this, I feel like a loser. Well, back to the streets I go.
I feel like I see Laron like Super Mario just in the streets of DFW. Yeah. Go back to the streets. I mean, that's where you want to be. It didn't work out for you before. So I'm hoping that maybe he's going to take some time after this and maybe processes it, maybe gets a little counseling and figures this stuff out. Because if everything you've been doing wasn't working, which is why you signed up for the show twice. Mm-hmm. Then maybe it's you.
Well, he's definitely in these international streets. You saw him in, Jamaica?
Yeah.
On his IG. So he's definitely back to the streets and having it. Like, so now Tommy's telling the rest of the guys, all right, introduce your connections to your family. You already met their family. Now it's time to meet, for them to meet your family. First up, Patrice and Chaz. And Chaz is introducing Patrice to his brother, Tracy, who is very high in military law enforcement. He's an information getter. And Tracy's probably not his real name. I'm just saying, just think about that for a second. It's probably not his real name. It may be one of his many aliases. And at least he didn't try to waterboard Patrice when he was questioning.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, what's very high? You know, in Chaz's mind, what's very high? Because if somebody,
Stop
no, I'm this. Saying if somebody's very high in the military, the odds of them coming on the show to do this, pretty slim, right? So
what?
Whether his real name is Tracy or not, I'm just saying, if you're really high up in military law enforcement, intelligence and all that, the odds of you coming on this show might be a little bit slim. But so what? Maybe he is really high up. And Tracy apparently has a thing for girls' nails. Because he couldn't stop commenting on everybody's nails. But
but I think you know, here's the thing though. Here's what I noticed in that. And tell me if you caught, I think he also knows if it's really him. Because I'm questioning this part too. Just like from what you just said, I'm questioning is it him or somebody pretending to be him? And he's that again, I don't think Tracy's his real name, right? But either way, it's like it's a way to compliment and make women feel good in that space, right? Like he's got those things to make people feel comfortable, feel good, and give him more information.
So, how does that make you feel comfortable? Would you feel more comfortable if you're sitting across from somebody, hey, this is my brother. He's into, high up in the military, does intelligence. He's really good at reading people. And she's like, oh, okay. So I'm about to get, as she said, FBI'd. So how would that make somebody feel comfortable?
Well, I mean, it's women love to be complimented on certain things. Nails is one of them, especially they got their nails done. Yeah. Like, look, how many women right here in the chat are talking about that right now? Even though Maestro Life says, hey, why choose Tracy? Tracy's a name that can be male or female. So why not? It's a very down the middle. Don't know whether it's white or black. On the phone, you're talking to Tracy. You just have no idea, really.
Yeah. So
wait, before he moves, Michelle says, when he clapped and he said, love your nails, love your pretty nails. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, he just yeah, he was a little into it, which we all have our kink. I get it. So the way Tracy was talking to her, it was almost like he was interrogating her, and I get it. He was trying to put her in a kind of a stressful state to say how she would answer stuff. And I think that's what Chaz wanted. But I'm glad that Patrice held to her values and the NDA and did not discuss her clients.
Yes.
Says a whole lot about her. And of course, nothing wrong with Tracy asking that question, but I'm glad that she didn't do that. So it says
you notice the way he asked it, though.
Who she is. Yeah.
It's that comfort thing. It's like, hey, so I know you've seen some things, you know. So in law enforcement, you're high up in the military, law enforcement. There's no way you discuss that. Let's be real. But the way he did it was like, yeah, so, you know, we do it. So tell us one of them good stories. And she's like, nope. This show is not worth it for my clientele.
Yeah. And, you know, after their meetup, I mean, Patrice said that her mind is still not quite made up on Alonzo or Chaz, but Tracy thinks Patrice is sincere and she wasn't fake or putting on a front. And I think that's what we've seen from Patrice since the beginning.
Right.
You know, so I thought that was good.
Yeah. The interesting thing about that, too, is what Chaz said after that, which is, hey, so keep that in mind. All that you just said, keep that in mind when you meet Vanessa. Because that may be the thing that makes me not choose this woman.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting the way Chaz put that, to say, okay, when Vanessa comes, keep that same energy up, because that's what I'm concerned about. But, you know, as we find out later, you know, I guess he does have some concerns. So
So Paris says, I can neither confirm nor deny. And Dr. Ivy Pearl says, high up in the military, she agrees with you, with a special job. I doubt it. He wouldn't be on TV talking about it. That's what I said. Could be. And maybe his brother really is. And this is somebody representing him.
A plant. Well, you know, Vanessa had the fake boyfriend. Maybe this is the fake brother. Everybody's bringing somebody out that's like an extra. It's like, you, the producer, hey, put this shirt on. We need you to suit up.
You clapping behind the camera. Get over here. Well, next up, Chaz brings Vanessa to meet Tracy. And Chaz tells Tracy that Vanessa's a wonderful woman, but she questions, just before she actually gets there, she questions his authenticity. And we see that almost immediately when she shows up.
Well, I think that's Chaz's fault, because Chaz starts it off with, you know, I've been saying a lot of wonderful things about you to Tracy, but then goes into how he was upset at the lake house and she didn't show him enough grace and all that. And I agree with Vanessa. You know, when she said that Chaz left the lake house, he was only thinking of himself and not about his connections. I agree with that. He could have easily said, hey, Vanessa, can we talk for a little bit? I'm really not in a good mind space. I need to leave. Hey, Patrice, I'm not in a good mind space. I need to leave. Hey, Renisha, I'm not in a good mind space. I need to leave.
Hey, do it like it's a good morning, beautiful text. Send hey, all the text. I'm out.
Yeah. You at Starbucks, they give me my muffin every morning. You at my Starbucks, give me my muffin every morning. I'm not in a good place. I'm going to be leaving. You know, you at the toll lady that was cute, smiled at me. I'm not in a good place. He could have told everybody.
Copy and paste.
Just send a group text. Hey, fam. Hey, everybody. I'm not in a good place right now. I could have said something instead of just walking away. So I agree with what Vanessa had to say there.
Well, here's the thing, though. Miss Sophie has a great point. They had another date in between the lake house and meeting his brother. Remember the whole holding hands under the table?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Mimi is funny. She goes, Chaz just said he barely talks to his brothers, but now Inspector Gadget is meeting his
brother. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, if y'all don't really talk, how do you just get them to come here and pop up real quick to do some interviews?
Hey, I know we ain't talked in about 3 years, but I'm going to need you real quick. Y'all off the chain, man.
So Chaz said that, you know, Vanessa, when she questions his genuineness, it makes him lose faith. And Vanessa said she questioned it because he has so many connections. Now Tracy tries to interject.
Hey, he was right.
And he's like, wait a minute, aren't you really on the same show and you have multiple connections too? And it's like, correct. Then Vanessa's like, yeah, but two connections compared to 10 is different. And then Tracy was like, She has a good point.
Yeah, I know. He was like, can't argue with that. That's now that was
that logic was makes great. Sense.
Perfect sense. And considering there were only 10 women, but he had 10 of 11 connections. So, anyway, we'll leave that part alone. Let's move on to the next couple because we see Justin, who is introducing Mika to his brother, Jay, and he sets the tone by telling Jay, hey, look, now when you see Mika, you're going to see some abs. He's not serious. First thing I think is he is not serious about this woman. I mean, he's already setting the tone for his brother to do what he knows his brother's going to do and drool when Mika walks in.
Well, he's been talking about Mika's looks from the beginning.
Yes.
And so that's why I always question this connection. Then I started to feel like, well, maybe they do have something. But he still comes across like a guy that just wants to smash at the end of the day. Yeah, at the end of the day. And I'm great. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. So Jay's talking to Mika, and she's asking him about, well, his past relationship, how long was it? How did it end? And, of course, they edited that part out. But then Jay said Justin likes his space. Mm-hmm. And Justin said he enjoys his peace. Mm-hmm. And so I question that. I really like you. I really care about you. I want to get to know you. But I need space.
No. You missed the important part. You just said it. An ass fan says Jay's eyes bugged out when he saw Mika. Yeah, it did. Because Justin wasn't even looking. He was like, oh, what you see? He knew exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, he likes his peace, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, I know she's told it to LaRon, but I'm sure she said it again too, that her 7-year-old is a handful. He's like, I like my peace. I won't have to LaRon the little boy, so I'm just going to let you know I like my peace.
I like my peace. Don't bring no problems over here. You can bring the hams, but keep the problems, someplace else.
Here's the thing about this, though. When Jay asked Mika if she wants more kids, she said, yeah, possibly. But she wants to see how Justin is as a father. Why did it shock you? Here's the thing I don't understand. Why did it shock you, and why did it shock Justin?
She's been saying from the beginning she doesn't want any more kids. Mm-hmm. Everybody that she's met, even when her first meeting with Justin, she's just like, nope. And that's when Justin, remember, because Justin told her, I'd be okay if I didn't have any kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be fine with it. So she's constantly been saying that. And then now to say that she's open but wants to see how he is as a father first, which I question, how do you see how someone is as a father if they don't have kids?
Mm-hmm. Well, because you get to see him around her kid. But here's the thing, though. I thought that you would be the person to be on top of this. Okay?
Okay, judgy.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
Your attention to detail.
Yeah. Condescend more, please.
Okay. Okay, let me do this. Do you not remember everybody asking her this question, right? And what does she say? No, I don't want any more kids. But for the right person, I would.
No, she didn't always say that. It took a few episodes of the season for her to finally say
I'm not going to say
that.
It the first day.
But she didn't always say that, so
you're
wrong.
But she did
wrong.
Say it. It did evolve.
She
did
said
say
it once. She did she say it once.
She said it more than once.
It's okay to be off. Check tape.
Check tape. You're always wrong when you check tape. Stop.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, Ariadne, thank you. One time.
Okay, she one time you one heard, time. She said it more than once. I know she said it more than once.
Okay.
Damn, y'all don't believe her at all. Kendra saying Mika's lying. Damn. Ayel says Mika was lying. She knows she don't want no more kids. I heard her tubes are tied. I don't judge any woman's body.
God, how do you hear somebody's tubes are tied?
The internet, man. The internet. It'll tell you everything.
I heard your tubes are tied.
Okay, and Paris says, I was surprised when Mika said she would have kids. She was adamant about not having kids. I was like, oh, she's really feeling Justin. She said it. I want to say she said it with Lamar. I think she said it with LaRon. So it's more than one time. Ariadne, you're wrong. So don't try to back him up and give him any.
She said it with Lamar when they were hanging out with,
she said it with
Lamar's
too.
Friend Shannon Sharp lookalike.
she said it with LaRon too.
Okay.
So
that's what I said.
That's more than once.
No, LaRon. LaRon is who she said it to.
But you just said also said Lamar.
No, I messed up. LeRon, because Lamar was way gone before she started.
And Dominique. She did say it to Dominique, too. That's who the other person was. Thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. And whatever. See, LC saying, I heard her say, for the right person, she would. Exactly. This is not new.
I heard her say it once, too. You're right, LC.
Yo, here's the funny thing, though. Justice says her changing her mind shows how she has grown in this process. No, it hasn't shown how she's grown in the process. It's showing how she's grown feelings for you, you dumbass. That's what she's saying.
Maybe so. But yes. I still don't see how you can see how he is as a father because... And here's why I say this. As someone with no kids... Mm.
Thank you, Matthew. I'm sorry. I just want to say
I'm not going to treat your kid the same as I'd probably treat mine. So you could have a kid and they're going to be, you know, if her kid is 7 and bad, a lot of things I probably would let slide because it's not my kid. But then Terrell Jr. comes around. Yeah, you ain't going to be acting a fool like the 7-year-old does.
I wonder, Sykes. What? They ain't my kids.
You can only do so much. When they're not yours, you can only do so much. Right, but when it's yours, it's very different. So
it is different. I will say that Nubian Mahogany was tired of our arguments. Says, hey guys, being right is overrated. No, it's not
for Yanni. It's not.
Not for Terrell. It's not.
No, not for, it's Yanni's the problem.
Don't try to put it on me. Stop it.
You're the problem. The problem is right over here. All right.
Wait, the problem is where?
Here.
I just want to make sure we're good. Ion says they are clear 80, friends with benefits. I like how Jay tells Justin at the end, though, look, she's ready. And if you're not ready, you might just trash it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can see that. I think that could be, Jay knows his brother pretty well. And it's like, you know, if you're not all in, don't do this.
Right. Exactly. So at least he didn't just go, damn, yeah, she fine, man. Yeah, you want that. You got to keep that. At least he didn't pull that. Thank you. Jesus. Whew. Black man on TV saying something good. At least, you know, be ready. High Vibe says, tell Junior we'll put his toys away and keep his room clean.
He wouldn't do it at first because he's like his dad. A little hard-headed. But
a little tough
love. Well, hey, that's how my mom got me to do it. I just wasn't born clean. It got beat into me.
He said it got beat into me.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you?
Yeah. Shoot.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good. I've gone to therapy. I'm good.
I'm just checking. You know, we're all here for you, Terrell.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Next up, Patrice and Alonzo. And Alonzo's introducing Patrice to his cousin, John. Now, here's an interesting thing. I had, because I thought he said John, right? But I had the closed caption on. It's Jahan.
Right.
And even the closed caption thought he said John, too. It was, thank you, Will Packer, for actually putting the correct spelling of his name up there. So.
Yeah, well, Jahan.
We'd have got it all wrong.
Yeah, so I'm just not a fan of Alonzo and Patrice together. And I just think Alonzo he's not a bad guy. He's just not in the place, I think, that he's ready for this serious relationship, you know. So he started talking about living in an apartment, and he hasn't hung up pictures because then it would feel like a home, and it doesn't want his apartment to be a home, which I'm listening to that, and I'm like, that makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Just because you put a picture on the wall doesn't mean this is your permanent residence, you know, forever. But then again, if you go into imagine going to a grown person's house and there's just nothing in there. That would be more alarming. I'd be, wait a minute, is this where you're going to kill me? Why is there plastic all on the floor? What's about to happen? What's in this drink?
I'm not going to lie. When as soon as I hung something on the wall in Detroit, they sold a whole cluster. Yeah, I was like, damn. Until just I'm ready saying. To leave, I'm not hanging anything on the wall either.
Just saying. I mean.
I feel you, Alonzo. I feel you. But here's the thing that caught me in that. The fact that she said, and this shows the difference in where they are in life. Patrice says, he said apartment. I haven't lived in an apartment in 15 years.
Right. And she wouldn't move into his place, not with her kids and all that. You know, of course she wouldn't. She'd
move into Chaz's.
But here's the problem. Of course, she already picked out a room. But I think that what Alonzo, I think, doesn't realize, this is why I say that he's not ready. When she's trying to ask him some of these serious questions, he goes straight to a joke. So when she says, well, how soon is it you're going to be looking eventually to buy a house? He jokingly says, well, tomorrow. A, if you had the kind of money that you can go look for a house tomorrow, you'd have already had a house. Mm-hmm. But she's trying to understand, like, what type of life could she have with you? And could he be fun to hang out with? Sure. But is he ready to take on Patrice and to be a person that she potentially could marry? Far from it.
So High Vibe says, is there an age difference between Alonzo and Patrice? Yes. Remember, Patrice says from the very beginning that she likes him young. That's one thing she liked about Alonzo in the beginning. Like, there's probably at least a 10, maybe 12 year.
Yeah.
I have to scroll all the way back up to the top and I won't find it. But what I noticed in the chat is the women were really liking Jahan. JMF says, Jahan was nice for TV. Beard was bearding. And then Tehu says, Jahan was fine. They're like, they're not even worried about Alonzo. Because everybody knows Alonzo is just an, and Michelle, thank you for saying that. There's a big age gap, a big age difference between Alonzo and Patrice. It is. It's pretty. Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, but once you get to a certain age, age ain't nothing but a number. Once you, he's about what, 30? Well, no, he's probably 20. I don't remember.
The way I can tell is when he said Jahan is someone that, you know, we hoop together. And I feel like the word hoop, it's young, it's young stuff. Young people do that. If I called you and say, Giannis, go play basketball. And I get it. It's slang. But I just think the way he talks, everything about him says a lot of young energy. He's not ready for an older woman that has kids and all that. He's not in the place for that.
Two things. One, IL says Alonzo turns out to be really a hot mess on the reunion preview. Yes, we're going to talk about that for a little bit at the end. But Lasagna says, hey, I didn't know she was a masseuse. How do you give good massages with those nails?
Well, it can be done.
I can't. Do tell.
It can be done. I have had a massage with someone that had long nails, and it's not bad. Then you kind of get a little bit of a little back scratch out of it at the same time. It's kind of nice.
So would you let her cook with those nails?
Sure. As long as you wash your hands, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll pass. My wife didn't believe me when I told her. I said, no, if you showed up on our first date with them long ass nails, oh yeah, we wouldn't have made it to a second date. She was like, whatever. I said, I'm telling you. What?
You're so picky, Yanni.
Okay, I am.
No one gives you hell. No one gives you hell by your pickiness, but if I say something.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, I say something about my preferences. I'm the asshole. I got it.
Well, that's because your preferences touch a nerve for a lot of people. That's all. You say you don't like braids. I mean, Jesus. And then you went to Charleston and was like, you know, braids are actually pretty good.
There are some beautiful. Patrice is gorgeous. And she has all the braids and a whole bunch of tats. That's not my big thing either, but she's stunning.
And she had them braids all season long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you're not a big tattoo person. I'm not a big tattoo person either, but yeah. I mean, she has them everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. See? He's not as picky as you think, ladies. Actually, he is, but, you know, we're going to give him a pass right now. So, time for decisions, right? After Tommy gives us this whole, here's a recap of the season, da-da-da-da-da, and we get to the first folks to show up, and man, they did not disappoint. Vanessa and Chaz. Apparently, after meeting with Tracy, according to Vanessa, Chaz went back to the Grand Rising Queen text.
Yeah, he just like everything is normal, copy paste. Probably said the same to Patrice too. But so I like how Vanessa kind of took charge of the conversation. Yeah. So they sit down and she's just pretty much starts off, look, you're a really great guy, but it hasn't always felt that way. And she says she's consistently seen him choose himself. And of course, Chaz disagreed and then said, you know, that she doesn't show enough grace. And she said, I don't show grace for self-denial. So yo, she chooses self. I was like, Vanessa.
She was not playing. She was not playing. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I was applauding. I'm like, you go, girl. Loved it.
Yeah. The women are not here for Chaz right now. Karen already said that Chaz is just mean. Mimi said I wanted to slap Chaz with the way he talked to her. And Aiel went a little further and said something really bad must have happened between these two off camera because Chaz despises her. And the reason people are saying that is because of what happened, because she says, when Vanessa says she's choosing herself, Chaz went, okay, I'm going to choose violence. And did.
Yeah. I mean, I just felt like,
oh, damn.
And I agree. I think something has happened between these two that we didn't see on camera, because he didn't have to go that way with her. So he was like, you know, I was going to say the same thing. And then he said that her jealousy and anger is a toxic trait that he just can't have. Mm-hmm. And he also said, you have an issue with my dog. And Noah's not going anywhere. You didn't have to bring Noah up. You could have just said, hey, you know what, Vanessa, I totally understand where you're going. I agree. I don't think we're a good match, but I wish you well and move on. But he was like, yeah, and you don't like dogs. And Noah ain't going anywhere. Hey, you're not replacing him.
Nola was like, hey, I identify as Bennett, and I ain't in it. Leave me out of this.
Yeah. And so, but even then, he could have just stopped it there. You know, you don't like dogs. Nola's not going anywhere, so I choose myself. But then he had to kick it up a notch and said, I brought you these flowers. And but I also have this one petrified flower to show that his feelings for her, like this flower, has died. And then now I'm going to need some alone time so I can process this. So you're dismissed. I'm like, dang, Chaz.
Yeah. High five says I wanted Vanessa to walk off and throw those flowers in the water. And instead, Chaz threw the petrified flower into the water after. But yeah, Layla says Chaz showed up dressed and ready for his Jet magazine photo shoot. He showed up and chose violence. I'm like, you knew it was bad. He's like, yeah, well, I'm glad you chose yourself, because I was about to do the same. And Vanessa's looking like, yeah, right. And then he went in, messy. And like Miss Sophie says, that was so unnecessary. And wait a minute, I'm seeing something here. Is there a voicemail leak somewhere? We didn't see it on the show, but is there one? We might have to go look for that.
I don't know. It was unnecessary. And here's the funny thing is, Vanessa's 35. Mm-hmm. Chaz is, what, 47?
Yeah.
It just seems so out of character for someone of his age. Like, why would you have to go that far?
Now, here's something interesting, right? Because Nikki B says, I think Chaz was going to choose her for real. Which, if so, that tells you that he thought through this process completely and said, if she doesn't choose me, I will dig in the midst of this. I'll have this in here just in case. If she chooses me, I'll take it out and just throw it away. She'll never even notice it. Because it was hidden under the sunflowers. Because somebody said, I bought the sunflowers because I know you like sunflowers. Because that's why I bought them. For you. And then since you didn't choose me, I'll show you what I got in there.
I just, all that was so unnecessary. But I think Vanessa handled it with class. Because I didn't think she was going to take the flowers. And she was just like, okay. You know, and she's just like, yeah, fine. Good luck to you. And walked away. So if Vanessa handled that with class, Chaz could have done a whole lot better. I can't wait to ask him in person. I'm like, dude, help me understand why you did that.
Well, according to Matthew, Chaz actually leaked a voicemail that she left him. So he released it. Released the hounds. I mean, I saw the post of him putting a picture of him and a picture of Vanessa's ex-husband. So you knew this wasn't going to go good. Before the episode, I saw that and I'm like, uh-oh, this is gonna be bad. Danny M says the fact that it was premeditated is even more cringe. Is it?
Right. Yes. That you thought that out. That you planned that whole thing. And the speech. Do you think he just came up with that on the cuff?
He tried that in the mirror, of course.
Yeah. He had that whole thing planned out. Just a lot.
TM10 says Chaz was Petty Pendergrass. I like that. And JMF says he just wanted material to write poetry. That's all.
I guess.
Now, here's something that's coming up a lot, too. Baby Doll says Chaz also said on a live that Vanessa wanted him to kick Koshia out of his house. Too possessive. I've seen that come up a couple times here about Vanessa being possessive.
Yeah, I ignore all that stuff. Too, though. Yeah. Unless I hear it from Chaz, hear it from Vanessa.
We've seen Vanessa be possessive.
I get
we
it.
Saw that at the lake house.
I just don't elaborate on stuff that's all rumor hearsay because that's just a waste of my time.
Oh, so is the show, sir.
Yeah. I'm already wasting time here. So I don't want to go, I heard that so-and-so told so-and-so that this happened. No. No, I don't buy any of that stuff. I don't buy any of that stuff. But,
well, what I was saying that I see quite a bit in the chat is about Vanessa being possessive, which we did see on the show, sir.
But it made sense because she was jealous because he's spending all the time with all these other connections, not with her. Anybody would be jealous in that situation when you're competing against five women for the same guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now, next up, we got to see... and this was in such different orders, but we went to this one next, Patrice and Chaz. And Chaz says he sees Patrice as a woman that rose above all the other women. So he chooses her.
Yeah, she rose above all the, which I feel like that was a dig at Vanessa and Rashina.
But also, he did bring her roses, so it was a play on words too.
Yeah, yeah, but.
It was poetic.
Oh. Yeah, it was. So he chose her. And here's the thing about Patrice. So when Patrice is there, they have the two pictures of her, one in the blue dress, one in the black dress.
Yeah.
I felt like whoever she walked up to in the blue dress was who she's going to say yes to, because she looked amazing in the blue dress. So when I saw her walk up to Chaz in the black dress, I'm like, ooh, Patrice is going to say no. And she does. You know, Patrice said, and she was very nice and complimentary. To be chosen by someone like you is a dream come true. You check all the boxes, but she just doesn't feel the spark. So she didn't choose him, but wishes him well. And then he goes into his rose thing. Well, I'm going to take this Rhone rose. And I'm going to care for it. And I hope it grows. I'm just like, what? What are you doing with these roses thing? Because, that one rose is going to die. It's not going to last.
It is going to die.
It's going to petrify. It's going to petrify. Like Patrice's feelings for you, petrified throughout this process. Hey, she's not feeling it.
I'm not gonna lie. When he reached into the bouquet, I was like, "Uh-oh, another one." I was like, "Oh snap!" is he gonna pull another one? Did he have one hidden in here too? I was like, "Oh boy, this man knows how to plan. This would be you." The planner.
I would not do anything like that to anybody. I would never do anything like that. I just think that's way over the top. But I just don't understand what this rose thing that he's doing and why he thinks that works.
Well, Matt Michelle says he's going to pray over the flower.
Yeah, and pray over it's going to die. You can pray over the flower all you want. Unless it's a cactus, it's going to die.
Now, here's some speculation from IL. Says maybe, just maybe. Hear me out. The women plotted to humble/teach Chaz a lesson when they were at the lake house after seeing how he was moving.
No.
No? You're not buying it?
Not buying that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Patrice, we know what's happening next, but her and Alonzo... because Alonzo, of course, he chooses Patrice. We knew that. Well, Patrice says she needs someone who's ready for a serious long-term relationship. Says Alonzo's put in the work. But Chaz has set himself up to be a husband, right? At least with the house. Mm-hmm. But she wants to spend the rest of her life having fun. So she picks the man child.
She picks the fun and butterflies.
Yes. I don't know. I didn't see any butterflies, but okay. She says it.
That's what she's saying. And good for you. I don't believe it's going to work out. I think we all know it's not going to work out after watching. Yeah. So I don't have to fake it. This episode. It's not going to work. Not going to work at all.
But I guarantee you that's not the reason why you thought it wasn't going to work out. Like what we saw on the clip is not what we thought would be the reason it didn't work out.
Right. No. But I just think, okay, look how Chaz showed up and presented himself to Patrice. You know, GQ'd up, dressed, professional, all that. Alonzo showed up looking like Boys to Men in the 90s. You know, he's just young. He's just not at that level. Where he's at. Remember Boys? I mean, that's what he looked like to me. He dressed up like Boys to Men in the 90s. And he's not ready for all the stuff Patrice is going to want in a relationship.
Hey, I'm like Black Tornado. I can't believe Alonzo has that much game. We've seen his game on TV. I don't have the best game, but his game wasn't... I mean, maybe it's the fun vibes. You know, No, well, all right, whatever. Damn, Tim.
Sorry.
And his call it like Kate I Calloway says, I was hoping Patrice would have chosen herself, right? No, she didn't. She picked Alonzo. Sorry.
Yeah.
Great House 2 says Boyz II Men with a hair bonnet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Look, next up though, Mika and Justin, right? Mm-hmm. And Justin says he's enjoyed the process, wants to continue with Mika, and he chooses her because it feels like love. And then he asks her, what's it feel like for you? I'm like, serious?
He said, you show me the best qualities and, you know, the relationship feels like love and all that. I'm like, that sounds cheesy. And so Mika's paused and it's like, yeah, I don't think I'm ready to say that right now, which is good for her. You don't have to lie and say it feels like love if it doesn't. But then she had to go pull the letter out of her chest.
I know you like that part.
It wasn't a big list. She could have walked up with that in her hand and then just said, hey, but you just, again, there's class and it's classy and there's not classy. That's not a classy move. And I just don't like it. When we do Married at First Sight and they got to pull out their stuff, I'm like, have someone pass it to you. It's just not a classy move.
You want to talk about my rules? You have
that's not a rule. That's just not classy.
Where's it at? Boom. You have a rule book, Terrell.
No, I just said it's not a classy move. If me and you went to Perry's, right? And we were at Perry's a couple weeks ago, and you grabbed your napkin and tucked it in your shirt like this, I look at you and be like, what are you doing?
I'll tell you something funny. So I was at GZ Snowball. It's a black tie event. Everybody in tuxes. And I swear to you, somebody on one of them tables did that.
Yeah. I'm just like, it's not a classy move. You know, there's linen on the table here. Dress right.
Oh, well, the letter though. The letter was, what'd you think of the letter?
Thank you, High Vibe. I appreciate that. It is tacky. Melissa, are you saying my boob money is not classy? No, your money can be whatever you want. But if you're out at a place and you reach into your chest and pull out boob money to pay, not classy. That's my opinion.
IL agrees with you. Says pulling stuff from boobs is kind of yucky.
Just saying. It's my opinion. But, you know, you put whatever you want in your boobs, Melissa. I don't want to stop you from doing that.
To be fair, when you go to the strip club, where do you put those dollar bills?
I don't go to the strip club.
Trick question.
Yeah, I don't go to the strip club. But back in the day when I did go to the strip club, I would walk up like a gentleman that I am. I'd hold up my $10 bill. They would pull out the little G-string. I would just slide it. They would let it go. That's it. I would never like throw a wad of cash on somebody. I didn't make it rain. I didn't do any of that. So thank you very much. You tried to set me up for that one, but I was prepared.
I sure did. Ariadne says, it's not kind of yucky. It is. Like, I don't want boob sweat on the money you hand me. TM10 says, choose an outfit with pockets. Black Tornado says, it gets moist in there. Miranda says, not ladylike at all. Troy versus everybody says, ain't nothing classy about the script club. Hey, and why Valentine's? Hold up. Waitresses once pulled extra ketchup packets from boobs.
What place are you going to go eat that does that?
No place I've been. I haven't been
to a place. Was that a strip club? Waitress?
I'd have the reverse ditty. Keep that. Lasagna says, definitely not classy. I hate that in any setting. And Lucy B says, hey, the only thing I pull from my boobs is my 380.
All right, Lucy. Lucy B, don't mess around.
Damn. IL says, hey, do these women carry purses and pocketbooks?
Yeah. I'm just saying, they could have did that. So anyway, I thought her letter was nice. And I think that, you know, she kind of put herself out there a bit, and encouraged him to say that she trusts him. He needs to trust her. But also tell him not to overthink things because he might self-sabotage something that could be great. And so she chose him as well. So I thought her letter was actually nice. It's not like how she pulled it out of her chest. But other than that, I thought it was good.
Well, look, I like when she chose him. He's like, whew, well, thank God, because see what I had here coming up? And if you had said no, well, me and Francisco over here. Me and Felipe. He got his Alonzo on, threw some jokes out, and was like, rolling. Now, something that popped up was, I did notice some people saying, somebody saying that she had a, she called him pathetic, but I think it was, I want to say that was more joking, because I might have missed, that too. Did you hear that when she called him pathetic at the end?
No.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either. I wasn't sure. Yeah, make sure that I wasn't the only one that missed it. So, before we get to these comments from earlier, the preview. Oh, by the way, Sean says, I ain't seen no gondola in Dallas. It was motorized. You notice that man was not standing up. He was sitting down in the shade. It was Dallas. He was like, shh, I ain't getting up in this heat. Previews. I know you don't like the previews, but you actually watched this one.
I did.
And because I told you, I said, I asked you, what did you think? Or how do you feel about your one true love from Ready to Love season 9 now after seeing this preview?
After seeing with my own eyes and hearing with my own ears, I will publicly say, you know what? I might have been a little wrong about Alexis.
Now you know why LeBron and all the guys are like, really? Alexis?
I might have been wrong about Alexis. You know, my fault. My fault. And that's what kills me about this show. Because, you know, Alexis was all on that, you know, I'm religious and this and pray all the time. But then yet you snap like that. Mm-hmm. Those are the type of Christians I don't want to be around. Yeah. But I was wrong. Lesson learned.
Perfect weekend for them to air that episode because, you know, all sins are forgiven.
Yeah. And I think I was also wrong because y'all remember episode 1, we recap that. Or it might have been episode 2 after, because Koshia and Alexis got into it. And I said, hey, mark my words, at the reunion, Koshia is going to get into a fight with somebody. I was wrong again.
High Vibe says Alexis is worse than Koshia. And Michelle says, though, I knew Alexis was not so nice from day one. What gave that away? Was it because she was light skinned? Every night I got to fight to prove my love, my blackness.
Yeah, no, I don't know, but you know, she's not what I thought. But I can't wait to see the reunion. I know that she's not going to be there when we're in Dallas with the cast, watching the reunion next Friday. So she won't be there.
Yeah, they made it very clear too. But again, they had already shot the reunion, so when they were on, they were like, "Really?"
Yep, guys, I was wrong. You know,
you hate saying that.
I don't hate saying it. I don't mind saying it. You can't say it.
I can't.
I have
say
no
it.
Problem
I
saying
have,
when I'm.
I have said it. You, on the other hand, sir,
I say it quite often.
No, well, that's because you're always wrong. But yes,
okay.
Ah, oh, man. So going back to some of these, right? That were there. Baby Doll says Terrell is Team Vanessa. I see right through her BS.
I was Team Vanessa on how she handled Chaz in that moment. Yeah. Was I Team Vanessa throughout the whole show?
You definitely weren't.
But the way she handled Chaz, 100% Team Vanessa on that.
Matthew had said before, from the foot rub to this, is like, how did we get here between Chaz and Vanessa? It's like, wait a minute, because remember, that's why we said they were the ones from the beginning. The whole foot rub and after the whole party when Justin was first introduced. And it's like, all of a sudden if it happens fast, sometimes it can fall away just as fast, man.
Something went down. Something.
Yeah. IL says, no, Terrell, we love you because you got a little sensitive, you know, about the fact that, you know, you say something and people jump on you. And they're like, no, we love you. It's okay.
I don't think I was sensitive. I was just sharing.
I ain't no simp.
Yeah. I ain't no simp. I ain't from Jersey, but I can act like it.
Now, Paris pointed out something I didn't even realize. Said, I'm just realizing the women brought their parents and the men brought siblings and cousins.
Okay. But what if their parents are deceased? What if their parents don't live in Fort Worth? You know, mm-hmm. So I don't want to make an assumption, but I agree. I would rather, you know, people meet parents, but you never know. Could be a reason. Right.
Could be. And going back to the whole Jersey thing, JMF had said, don't blame it on New Jersey. How many New York are there through and through? We all choose to behave as we do.
So, 100%.
Yeah. So, man, it's been a hell of a season.
Glad it's about over. And, you know what, next Friday we'll be in Fort Worth and get a chance to watch the reunion with a lot of the cast. I think there's cast members coming in from all 9 seasons, but there'll be a lot of this cast, sans Alexis. There'll be a lot of this cast that'll be there. So if there's questions y'all want us to ask, you know, send them to us either in the chat or to rgrtpod@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to ask them, because I have my questions, but I would love to hear what some of y'all's questions would be.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, do you think Vanessa's going to be there? Because Samantha's like, hey, I met Vanessa in person. I work with her. She's a sweetheart.
I think she'll be there.
You think she'll be there?
I think she'll probably be there. I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. And see, this is my issue with people in Dallas and Fort Worth. You'll be in Dallas, not Fort Worth. Don't cuss Dallas out like that. It's all the same. We'll be in the Dallas Metroplex. We'll be somewhere around that area.
Sean must be a Cowboys fan. I can tell. Just because sensitive.
Yeah, don't you talk about our city like that. We'll be somewhere in that area.
Tell Jerry we on the way.
Yeah.
Tell the Crypt Keeper we on the way.
We're going to 100-mile radius of Fort Worth. We're close to it.
Hey, so, and by the way, Melissa says, when do we do a Married at First Sight and talk about Lauren's ass? Okay. This was a tough watch. I'm not going to lie. It was really a tough watch. And since they're going to, you know, really curse us with this former cast members tell all, and which we're not going to watch, we're not going to review. We're going to do Married at First Sight on Wednesday, so you have something else to watch instead of that. It'll give us time to go back and actually watch the episode. Let's see. Baby Doll says, what is the email address again? That's rgrtpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, I mean, this last episode of Married at First Sight, the whole conversation really is just, did Michael and Chloe say yes? Mm-hmm. All the other stuff, we could care less about. It was really the biggest waste of time. And that's why we talked about it. We were like, hey, so are we going to do this? But it's like, there's really, what's to keep talking about? They're saying the same things over and over. It's no, awful. I just want to get to the reunion.
Yeah.
I just want to get to the reunion. But
for y'all, we'll do it, though.
Yeah.
Well, we'll cover the blah, blah, blahs. And Sly says, get Alonzo's friend's number for me.
Okay.
His cousin. I don't even know if Alonzo's going to be there.
Yeah. That's what we'll do. Hey, Jahan. Hey, so no Diddy, but can I get your phone number? Because I do a podcast. And couple people really liked your beard, one in particular.
Oh, high vibe. I knew you had something to say about that, talking about that Lauren asked for the thong. I'm sure she did. look, it's not just one person. Tay Hussein, give him my number. Take it a step further, my Snaz fans. Yeah, ask him for them digits.
That man could be married. He could have a girl. Y'all know his situation, but if he's there, we get to meet him. I'll see if I can throw it out there, see what he says. Maybe he'll come on the show, and y'all could just talk to him yourself.
Oh, he just put in the chat, 777-93-11. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts and some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers.